Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back from the Innocent Age album. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. IAStraining.com is the website for Brad Huskin, who's our guest, and has been now since 1998. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of two, and plus an updated version of one of his books, I'm a salesman, not a PhD. Also, Munchies for Salespeople. Brad Huskin, thanks again for staying with us. Brad is helping us understand how to motivate our otherwise already motivated salespeople with games, contests, and incentives. Right, Brad?
That's exactly right, Jim. Just adding that fuel to the fire and getting people on board.
What are some other examples that you've come up with?
I invented a game called we'll just say Jim's the business owner. It's called Pick Jim's Pocket. and we take a box and we load it with $200 worth of every denomination. So you got 200 ones, and you got 45s, and you got 20 tens, and so on and so forth. And every time we can change the parameters on this every week or every day or every month, however you want to do it. We set it up so that every time they do something that you want them to do, they get to pick your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And we at the end of the week or during our sales training meeting or our staff meeting, we get everybody together, we pull out the box and say, okay, Brad, how many picks did you have? Well, I got six. And Derek, how many picks do you have? Well, I got four. And Bob, how many do you have? And he says, well, I don't have any. And you just go around the room and everybody says how many picks they got, and then they get to pick your pocket and they get to pull some cash out. And it's real motivating for people, and the people that don't have any picks tend to motivate themselves, and you don't have to say a word because they want to get the picks out of the box, so to speak. So, and I would actually do it with Monopoly money. Don't do it with real money.
But you get to change. But you get to convert the Monopoly money into real money, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole name of the game.
Well, you know, when I was coming up in sales organizations, one of the things that would happen would be one division would be pitted against another division.
Right.
And it might just be for bragging rights.
Well, that could be it as well.
It might just literally be for bragging rights, to be able to lord it over the other people, see them in the hall and call them losers or something. You know, it might be. And then there are other things. Sears had a great system of called promotional money. Remember PMs?
Push money, yep, absolutely.
And this was where, if I sold something, you know, I was already getting 6% commission. There might be, you know, if it was a piece of carpet, if I was selling carpet, there might be 50 cents a yard PM, promotion or push money. And so I could leverage and it was typically what the company wanted to sell more than anything, right? That's how you drive sales in a certain direction. This is not just to motivate salespeople to sell more, but it's another way of getting them to sell more of what you want them to sell, right?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about next, was saying that, you know, the way you set up a game or a contest is, number one, there has to be a purpose behind it. It has to increase a stat of some type or increase sales on a certain item that you want to start liquidating or get rid of or whatever the case may be. And another mistake that people make is they set the contest up so that there's only one winner. And in most organizations, you find the same person keeps winning the contest and incentives over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes the other people not to want to play anymore. So the best contests are set up so that everybody has a chance to win, and that is based on percentage of improvement over their individual statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just say that again, based on percentage of improvement over their individual statistics. So if we're having a contest on add-ons, for example, and we track add-ons as a dollar percentage of total.
Add-ons. This is the sale. Tell them quickly what add-ons are.
Well, an add-on is any additional sale that you make over and above what the customer approached your company
right.
for.
If they come in for a set of tires and you sell them an alignment, that's an add-on.
Exactly. So it's additional revenue that they produce.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to have a contest on that, one person say at 10%, another person at 15%, then I base the contest on their individual percentage of improvement over their percentage.
Mm-hmm. And so the key is everybody wins, but there is an opportunity. The best ones I found were the opportunity where somebody could win big.
Absolutely.
Everybody wins something, but somebody can win big.
Yes, there's always one person that can win the big kahuna, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
let's stop for a second. This doesn't have to involve a lot of money, does it?
Well,
I mean, if you do it every day, if you do it every week, if you do it on a regular basis, it doesn't have to be. You know, a lot of people are thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, this could get expensive. Well, you know, remember, the motivation is only partially for the money, right? Part of it's just being competitive and beating people. You know,
having the
bragging rights.
That's exactly right, and I think that everybody should have a line on their expense report for games, contests, and incentives. Number one,
I like that.
But number two is, you know, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. I know people that run games and contests, and they can win a car wash, they can win movie tickets,
mm-hmm.
they can win a Starbucks gift card or a $20 gasoline card, or, you know, you even set up contests so that there's some zonks in there every now and then.
What's a zonk?
Well, you do something good, you get to sweep the parking lot.
Ah.
And then, you know, that really ticks them off and really incentivizes them to go win again.
Hey,
but if I could end, yep.
I need your website again.
It's www.iastraining.com.
You got some special news for us when we come back, right? Some news on something you're working on?
Absolutely.
We're going to break news when we come back, right?
Breaking news.
Right here. After these messages, Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Brad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.